number six, open to the public comments regarding item number 12, consent agenda item. Item number seven, reverse reading, provided for the construction of local improvement sidewalks, block 5501, lot 1202, 1303, 1345, Centennial Avenue, with resolution adopting orders.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, ordinance to provide for the construction of local improvement sidewalks on the Centennial Avenue frontage of block 5501, lot 12.02 of the Township of Piscataway Tax Map, commonly known as 1303 through 1345 Centennial Avenue, Piscataway, as permitted under NJSA 4065-1, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 PM prevailing time at Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Bowes Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 12th day of February 2019. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and a final passage. And final passage and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested members of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Councilman Ballard?
Yes.
Councilman Gale?
Yes.
Councilman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Ryan?
Yes. Item number eight, ordinance on the first reading, amending chapter 16, housing and rental control, section 3.2, 3.3, and 11.3. This is a resolution adopting ordinance. Shall we give you limits?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, ordinance to amend the revised general ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending chapter 16, housing and rent control, section 16-3.2, 16-3.3, tax surcharge, and section 16-3.11.3, rental of housing units. Be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 PM prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Bowes Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 12th day of February 2019. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested members of the public.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Councilman Ballard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gale?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Ryan?
Yes. Item number nine, ordinance on first reading, amended chapter 23, sewer and wastewater, resolution adopting ordinance. Shall we give you limits?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, ordinance to amend and supplement the revised general ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending chapter 23, sewers and wastewater, section 2, connection fee, service charges in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey. Be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 PM prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Rose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 12th day of February 2019. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested members of the public.
Motion.
Second.
Councilman Ballard?
Yes.
Councilman Gale?
Yes.
Councilman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman
Ryan? Yes. Item number 10, ordinance on first reading, adopting traffic signal improvement for South Washington Avenue at Stelton Road and Turner Place. This is a resolution adopting ordinance. I'll excuse the order.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance approving the traffic signal improvements for South Washington Avenue at Skelton Road and Turner Place in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey. be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hoes Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 12th day of February 2019. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the date of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested members of the public.
Motion.
Second.
Roll call, please, take the roll.
Councilman Ballard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gayo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Earl?
Yes. Item passes on first reading. Item number 11, first reading, to adopt redevelopment plans for 475 Stone Road, Block 5204, Block 103. There's a resolution adopting ordinance. Shaw, please read the ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Adopt a Redevelopment Plan for 475 Skelton Road, designated as Block 5204, Lot 1.03, on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hoes Lane, Piscataway Township, New Jersey, on the 12th day of February 2019. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested members of the public.
Motion.
Motion.
Second. Please take the roll.
Councilman Ballard?
Yes.
Councilman Gayo?
Yes.
Councilman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman
Earl? Yes. Item number 12, consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated to consent agenda to be voted on together. Amount of materials, these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting, and at this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Councilman Ballard?
Yes.
Councilman Gayo?
Yes.
Councilman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilwoman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman?
Yes. Item number 13, announcement and comments from officials.
Nothing at this time, thanks.
No, thank you, Council President. Not at this time, thank you.
No, thanks. No comment.
Item number 14, open to the public. Please state your name, your address, and what you have to do to speak.
Anthony Wild, 2250 Plainfield Avenue North. Happy New Year to you guys. Mainly wanted to just ask a little more detail about number 7, 8, 9, 10, and what, and 11, I guess, as to what they're actually, you know, what lots are. Start with 7. Where in Centennial is that?
If I may, that's Centennial Square.
Which is?
Which is where the Walmart, the
okay.
Shop
yeah. Moves. Okay, thank you. And the housing and rent control, what are we amending?
Council President, if I may, this will allow, there's a tax surcharge which is allowed under the ordinance. It allowed that when the renter receives a bill, that it would have to be, it can be paid over a 12-month period instead of the next month. It's actually a consumer friendly bill.
Yeah.
Yep. Sure. Sewer and wastewater.
Since we changed the flow, we're not using calculation for chlorine demand now. We had to change our and to change how we bill our commercial users.
Okay. And so I know where that is. The traffic signal, Stoughton Road, and Turner Place. Didn't we do that recently?
This is required when the improvements have been effectuated, that in order to be concurrent on the state law, that the municipality needs to accept the right. Intersection as built as per design engineering.
Right. Yeah. It's already done. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, and then the redevelopment plan for 475 Stoughton.
This is the old Allen Bubinick site.
up towards Edison?
No, this is Alan Bubinick's site, used to be a masonry manufacturer.
You know where the Stop and Shop area is?
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah, okay.
I know, so Stop and Shop.
Right.
Okay, so I appreciate that, the update on that. I have one other comment, which is, and I've discussed the area across the street from my house, certainly not a visual barrier except for the amount of garbage, unless that was cleaned up in the last 3 or 4 days because I wasn't home. During the day to see, it's full of garbage and trash bags, etc. It seems like our street becomes the garbage can for people coming from Quick and to and from Quick Check and now from Dunkin' Donuts. And I would appreciate somebody, you know, I imagine it's the property owner's responsibility, but they don't seem to do much. So I would appreciate some follow-up. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
David Akins, Ambrose Valley Lane. Good evening, Council.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Item number E, Echo. What are they doing? What are they changing?
We had the master pump that went down, actually while we were under design out there. We went down to just one pump, so we had to order a new pump out there. This is not a pump that you can get off the shelf. It has to be specifically manufactured. So the good news is that it's actually in transit, so hopefully we'll have it within a week because parts of the building do not have heat.
Okay, item F. Is that list available to the township?
Yes.
Yes.
What do you have to know?
Okay. Item number I, India. What are they doing over there as far as professional agricultural and engineering? Is this after the work that you're doing over there, you're going to come back and do this or what?
I don't think
this
it's
is
not.
A release of a performance car.
M-N.
I think it means L.
N.
Oh, L. L. So this is the renovation, I believe, of the interior bathrooms of the police department. I believe the detective's room, and I forget which other.
Juvenile area.
The locker rooms. Female locker rooms.
Q from Quebec. How many are we purchasing?
One.
What are you gonna do with the old one?
We were gonna keep the old one as a spare.
Oh, so it's still operation?
Well, it's at the end of its lifespan. That's why we ordered a new one because we were spending about $45,000 to $50,000 a year in maintenance on it. Because you're laying down a lot of macadam, so it does take its wear and tear. So this is the paver, so we're going to keep that as a backup spare.
Thank you.
That's David.
Curtis Grubbs, 1750. Yes. Mine is more of a survey. I need to know a couple of things. How big is Piscataway?
You mean land-wise?
Yeah.
Where it's about 18.9 square miles.
Yeah, it's going to say almost 19.
Population?
The latest census had us at about 58.5. Obviously, that number is going to change when the actual census happens in next year.
Okay, the senior citizen building on Sturt, that's the only one we have, right?
That's correct.
Do you all affiliate yourself with a home for Habitat? Yes, no?
You mean Habitat for Humanity?
The
they've built, I believe, a couple houses over the last 2 decades.
in our town.
When was the last time we had one in the Skagway?
You know what, Curtis? I don't remember.
In the last 3 years, no? Yes.
I don't think so.
I don't recall in the last 3 years.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else who should speak?
Greg Boyer, 607 Allen's Parkway. I just want to say I was very pleased last week with the number of people who were involved as volunteers. Now, for the rest of this, just correct me where I'm wrong. Does anybody have a chance to go into the clerk's office, pick up a form, fill it out, and then they're accepted as a member, a volunteer member of all those commissions and boards?
The question is kind of what the process is.
Right. So.
They're appointed.
They're appointed.
How do they, on what basis and who does it?
If I may, Council President, oftentimes people write in towards the end of the year, ask speaker. We send down a questionnaire in the quarterly newsletter for boards and commissions.
And then on the boards and commissions, I know that some of you council people work on them. Is it kind of a funnel to provide research for all of you to help guide the community development?
If I may, the council members that some that are on act as a liaison.
Right. Like on my board, I'm a liaison on there. You have to have a council person present on the planning board.
So you direct activity on the board?
I don't. It's a volunteer board. Applications come in, I vote, but there's no directing. People just, you know, bring applications, like planning board, like zoning board. As businesses, you come, they have their applications, they come before the board with their attorneys, their planners, their architects, and all that, and they present their plan to the township.
Okay.
That includes all of us volunteers on the board.
And then you create reports for the mayor so that he can...
No, we actually have a secretary. There's somebody from the DPW works there, is also on the planning board, so she takes all the notes. It's taped, all that good stuff. So all the minutes are recorded, kind of similar to here where the clerk does that work. On planning board and zoning, it would be the same.
Okay. And this last question is purely curiosity. It may come to pass, I guess, that New Jersey might legalize marijuana. Not just the hemp, maybe, but I mean the other kind, the THC and all that.
Right.
If someone were to come to your planning board or to the city and say, I'd like to open up a store, have you people been thinking about how you would respond to that?
Yeah.
It's very simple. It has to be zoned in a specific area.
Right.
They would not be zoned for area. Everything's fluid.
But we have been having dialogues of how we're going to prepare ourselves in the instance that does happen.
And I just want to reiterate, Council, I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you very much, and happy evening.
Happy
evening. Well, do we have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'd like to open up the agenda meeting for January 29th. After those... For this meeting has been provided as required in Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, and location to the extent known. Agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, to municipal library bulletin boards, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office with the township clerk and chorus, with the certification by a clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. Mr. Schwab, please take the roll.
Councilman Ward?
Here.
Councilman Gale?
Here.
Councilman Gunn? Councilman Murray?
Here.
Councilman Holmes?
No.
Councilman Schott?
Here.
Councilman Aaron?
Here. Can you stand for a question?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Resolution authorizing refund of overpaid taxes, U.S. Real Estate Holdings, number 2LTD block 5801, lot 914, 40 Crooked Place South. Any comments or questions? Item number six, resolution authorizing overpay taxes, block 6102, block 101, 860 Centennial Avenue. Any comments or questions? Item number seven, resolution authorizing cancellation of taxes, 100% exempt veteran block 805, lot 30. Any comments or questions? Item number eight, resolution authorizing township assessor to file appeals, complaints, and cross petitions of appeals and counterclaims. Any comments or questions? Item number nine, resolution authorizing purchase of 144 Steve new truck body for flusher equipment, Campbell Freightliner, PS New Jersey Co-op, not to exceed $125,709.55. Any comments or questions?
No.
Item number 10, resolution authorizing purchase of VACCOM model D311 1300. Combination sewer jet, the catch basin cleanup, Chris Eagle Car Equipment Corporation, not to exceed $323,023.01. Any comments or questions? Item number 11, authorizing tax payment statement, SPE LLC, block 6702, lot 801, 80 Kingsbridge Road. Any comments or questions? Item number 12, resolution authorizing tax appeal statement, Marino LLC, block 4901, lot 204, 287 South Randall's Road. Are there any comments or questions? Item number 13, authorizing tax appeal statement, Harper's block 11-11601, lot 203, 891 River Road. Any comments or questions? Item number 14, authorizing professional environmental consulting services, LSRP services, block 5601, lot 407, 1707 South Washington Avenue. Any comments or questions? Item number 15, resolution authorizing tax appeal statement, Billy Lang, block 901, lot 44, 14-5 Sawgrass Circle. Any comments or questions? Item number 16, authorizing the award contract for Rock Salt Supply, Atlantic Salt Incorporation, Co-op Contract CC0054-18, not to exceed $100,000. Any comments or questions? Item number 17, authorizing proposal for development of Chad Backgrounds for Sterling Village, TMA Associates, not to exceed $20,000. Any comments or questions? Item number 18, authorizing proposal for professional planning services at CME Associates, lot 5401, lot 102, 1028 Stone Road, not to exceed $6,500. Any comments or questions? Item number 19, authorizing project acceptance, retainage release for various parts and lot improvements, DeSantis Construction Corporation. Any comments or questions? Item number 20, authorizing contract renewal for prescription health and dental insurance carrier, Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey. Any comments or questions? Item number 21, authorizing raffle license, RA 1385, St. George Greek Orthodox Church, RA 1388, Central Jersey Alumni Foundation and Bingo License, EA 273, Central Jersey Alumni Foundation. Any comments or questions? Item number 22, authorizing grant application for roadway improvement projects, LFIF 2019 Centennial Avenue Road Improvements, 00063, New Jersey Department of Transportation. Any comments or questions? Item number 23, authorizing affordable assistance grant, 7,000 Avalon Way, unit 7232, not to exceed $471. Any comments or questions? Item number 4, authorizing award of bid postage, mail and machine lease and meter rental, Indian Founders, not to exceed $40,000. Any comments or questions? Item number 25, resolution authorizing award of bid office supplies to NJPA National Co-op Staples, not to exceed $40,000. Any comments or questions? Item number 26, authorizing award of bid and copy paper of office supplies to ESCMJ Co-op WB Mason, not to exceed $40,000. Any comments or questions? Item number 27, authorizing award of bid mail services FedEx, not to exceed $40,000. Any comments or questions? Item number 28, authorizing accepting bid of 141 School Street, Block 9101, Lot 40, Dios Properties, LLC. Any comments or questions? Item number 29, announcement and comments from officials.
None at this time. Thank you very much.
None, thank you, Council President.
Michelle?
None, thank you.
Mayor? Council?
None, thank you.
Number 30, open to the public. Please state your name, your address, and know you have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Sid Madison, 176 Blackford. Happy New Year, Council.
Happy New Year, sir.
Business. My purpose today is to ask you as individuals to lead the fight against climate change. This is separate from when I've been here before, when I talked about the council doing something. When I saw the mayor in December, he was working on something that he wants to coordinate with the U.S. Council of Mayors. So that, I guess that's going to come up to the council at some later date. I want to start with a quote from President Obama. "We are the first generation to feel the effect of climate change and the last generation who can do something about it." The last generation that can do something about it. And it isn't getting done. For example, a carbon tax in the state of Washington failed to pass in 2016 and 2018. A carbon tax is the single most important policy that we're ever going to have. And the times we've tried to pass it in the United States, it hasn't passed. The next time we're going to have a chance to pass it, where it makes a difference, is exactly the day the next president takes his oath of office. And tax is a four-letter word. You guys work very hard to keep taxes down, right? Because that's what the public expects. And the public expects taxes to be bad. This is a tax that's good, and the public doesn't understand that. It's your job as prominent individuals to do something about climate change. I spent a couple hours this afternoon with a group of seniors in high school or high school students, and I talked a lot of information to them, and I don't think I moved them. I want to show you my shirt again. Keep calm. The reason you need to keep calm is because it's a climate crisis. A climate crisis. It's a crisis because, according to reports this past fall, we have 12 years to get off of 50% of the fossil fuels that we use. 50% of the fossil fuels we use. And the only way we're going to do that is to pass a carbon tax. When's the last time you talked to your neighbors or your friend about climate change or a tax, carbon tax? Hands? Not many hands. And that's what needs to be done in order to get this done. And we have roughly 2 years, 2 years and a week or two, right? 2021, whenever the president is. And we have a person that could help us get the legislation prepared in Frank Pallone. So it could be, in theory, on the president's desk on January 21st, I think it is, of 2021. And in order for that to happen, we're going to have the legislation make sense to the legislators, and they're going to rely on the people that vote for them. And those people have to be informed and understand that this is a good tax. And that's not getting done yet. So I'm going to follow up with an email. One of the things that will be on the email is a copy of this. It's a two-sided flyer. about the recent Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. And it'll tell you why, all the benefits of doing that. And the second thing I want to do is I want to invite you as a group or individuals to better understand why this needs to be done. If you can't repeat what I'm telling you now, why it's important and give detail, then you don't believe enough to do what I'm asking you to do, and it needs to be done. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to follow up with an email to all the members of the council. I'm going to ask you to endorse this particular act, and there's a way to do that very easy. It's called for prominent individuals. You guys all qualify. I don't qualify, but I want you guys to do it. And the other thing I'll do is to invite you at any time to have me help you along to do that, because it needs to be done. And if, like the People's Climate Movement says, to change everything, it takes everyone. Well, it certainly takes the people in prominent positions. So that's my message. I hope it made a difference to you, because in 10 or 15 years, if it didn't, it'll be too late. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anthony Wild, 2250 Plainfield Avenue North, Scataway. And just to support what he was speaking about, I was just reading a study. Ocean temperatures are rising far faster than they had been predicted to rise. The ocean absorbs more than half the carbon that goes in the air is absorbed by the ocean. So that turns the ocean more acidic, killing plant life, killing the fish and other, you know, aquatic animals, and a fairly high percentage of the oxygen produced comes from plankton in the ocean. And if those die, we are in deep trouble. So I really support what he has to say. I follow this fairly closely, and everybody should be. I mean, it's sad that people don't. Thank you.
Just comment, Mr. Wild. Did you see the thing about the plastic pebbles too?
I'm sorry.
The little plastic pieces.
Yeah.
Well, it's the plastic that they melt down to create other plastics, and they get shipped like that, and they've been, you know, lost at the sea, and it's the second largest plastic.
Well, and the other is that the plastics actually break down into microparticles that fish eat, and they think are fish eggs, and, you know, cause cancers and other things in the fish. So, I mean, this is the pollution crisis, the climate change crisis. I mean, it's all very much tied together. So again, thank you.
I'd just like to add that just on this climate change thing too, Fred, 607 Ellis Parkway. I think that there's a lesson to be learned in what happened in Paris and the rest of France. You can't just tax gasoline or even oil. I think the answer lies in looking more at surplus income. I don't think it's really fair to, there are a large number of people who are living paycheck to paycheck, hand to mouth, and I don't think they're the people we should be burdening, but I do think what we need to do is find some way to look at people's surplus income. The typical historical way to do that was to tax, like yachts, private aircraft, fancy liqueurs, cigarettes. And so I'm saying that what we need to do is tax people at the top of the income and who are buying things that require a lot of oil-based products. That's all. Thanks.
A more progressive tax rate.
Could I make a comment on that?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll see.
The thing that I'm going to show you, send to you, the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act has in it a carbon tax, but the dividend goes back to families and equal shares by family. And what that results in is that families on the low end of the income scale get more back than they're going to spend on the increase in cost of living. And that goes up to something over 50% of families. So in a sense, that takes care of the question or the statement that was just made. How do you do it? It's in this bill. It's very fair in terms of, in a sense, it taxes the more high-income people because it gives more back to the low-income people. Because it gives back the dividend in equal shares by household. So a low-income household gets back, whatever, $4,000. A high-income household gets back $4,000. High-income household spends lots of money on lots of things, so they get impacted more by the cost of living. So that's why it's a good idea.
Speak.
I'm interested in doing something about climate. Think about joining us.
Hey, I'd like to bank my minutes for the next meeting before you're out of the proposed agenda. So I have nothing to say. Otherwise, I would have plenty to say by listening to the list. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
But I'm going to write it down on digital.
No consent agenda.
Thank you, David.
2020.
Good evening. Hopefully I saw some of you this weekend. Pleasure to see you again. Evan Shigosky, Chief of Road Rescue. Yay, another year. 101 Shirley Parkway here in Piscataway. Just want to come forward and say thank you again. Come forward and share every few meetings. Less than before, but still share, you know, our progress and such. Recently, we took ownership of a 6x4 utility vehicle from the Air Force. It was a surplus. We look forward to putting that in service. It's going to be an all-terrain vehicle we can utilize. We plan on utilizing it for the 4th of July, for soccer games, for band fest, all those fun things. We also recently were lucky enough to take on a used ambulance. We look forward to putting that in service very soon, too, in the next 3 months. Currently down in Langhorne, PA, to go out for a full refurbish and to make it something worthy of use in our community. We did really, really, really want to come forth and make a public our thanks to our community. We've had record fundraising this year, first time in a really, really long time through our fund drive. For those of you that don't live in the area that we cover, we do still partake in sending out a letter that we treat as both a newsletter and to ask people that do wish to donate if they'd like to donate. We've seen donations that we haven't seen in a really long time. One gentleman, I believe, donated $1,000 out of his own pocket. We couldn't expect the support that we have. We don't think we'd have the support that we have if it wasn't for the opportunity we've been given in the last year or so. We'd like to thank you for those opportunities. We'd really like to thank the community for those opportunities. I guess we're doing something, right? Not exactly sure what it is. If you guys know what it is, do let us know so we can keep doing it. But it's very fulfilling. So we wanted to come forth. We wanted to thank our community. Unfortunately, the entire community can't be in this room. But please do bring it back to your constituents. Do thank them. And it's actually very nice to see some of these faces now. We've moved a lot since August. And I like to think of some of you more as friends than whatever it was that we were before. So it's definitely a positive movement. And it's a pleasure to speak to all of you in the community and to feel like I have a place, that we all have a place. So thank you so much. Ms. McCollum,
She's not here today.
We had spoke about working together to, I guess, crowdsource some services for the community, such things like when it snows, which we have some, I don't want to say four-letter words anymore. So we have some stuff that might come out of the sky, some precipitate. We never heard back. We'd like to reach out. We'd like to work on that so that, you know, we put our able-bodied youth that wish to give to the community to work. You know, if they want to do it, the gentleman that was putting together last year for us isn't going to be able to do it again this year. He's had some medical issues he's taking care of right now. He's got some family issues as well. So I don't know what you guys had in mind. You'd like to reach out. I think the bulk of you have some form of contact for us or myself. Get a move on that. Shouldn't be too hard. I think he was working Google Maps and Facebook. He just sat there for 10 hours at a clip. Just direct people where they needed to go. That's it. Do you have any questions for us, for the road, for anyone?
Thank you.
If you don't need us, we have a number.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak?
Yeah.
Have a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Have a good